This is Dennis Tech of Radio Birdman, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by SunCommon, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Tunstall Studio Publishing of Craryville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Hey, I'm Spike Priggin, host of the Bedazzled Radio Hour, broadcast every week from 12:10 until...
Let me hear the worshipers!
Every word of worship,
with one accord.
Well, praise the Lord and good morning, beloved. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship in one accord. Let us be in one accord, beloved, as we go before the Lord today. We come in singing. We enter his presence with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Yes, this is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and you're here with me on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre Hudson in Catskill, New York, where there is a bright side. There's a bright side somewhere right here with me on WGXC, and I'm not here by myself. Got Father, Son, Holy Ghost in the house. Amen. And our audio engineer extraordinaire, Mr. Randall Martin of Martin AV Services. How you doing this morning, my brother?
I am doing well. And good morning, Brightside listeners.
Amen. And Brightside listeners, I tell you, every praise is to our God. God blessed us last Sunday so mightily. And our audio engineer extraordinaire, although he wasn't there, he came and set everything up, hallelujah, and part of his team was there to bring us our video presentations from our under-sheriff and our assembly member, Sister Jackie Salvatore and Miss Dee Dee Barrett, and also some wonderful footage and songs, and it just was a wonderful screen presentation, audio-video presentation, Brother Randall, and we thank you so much. We've heard things like it was an excellent program, you know, and it was in no small part to you and Martin AV Services. So grateful to you for what you do. I want to give a shout out to everyone who was able to come, even on a short notice. We're kind of tentative about doing it for a moment because the Interfaith Council, who usually sponsored it, has been inactive for a season, but I give snaps and claps to Pastor Allen Williams of the Shiloh Baptist Church, who opened up the doors of the church and made the ushers available and officers available to assist it. And then all the team that came together for a two-day Martin Luther King commemoration this year. 2 days, beloved. Praise the Lord. And it was just wonderful. So we give God thanks and praise for blessing our efforts and even for the inspiration to do so. We got music for you, beloved, for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Oh, my gosh, is that my teapot? We're going to get into it. Here we go. We got 5 songs back to back, 25 minutes of music, and I'll be back after that.
You know, people have no idea what you went through to get to where you are. So many times it seemed like it was over. But God, Isaac Curry, tell them about it.
Every time I think that I'm all by myself. Yeah. I just look up in the sky. And that's where I find my help.
Somebody needs to hear this right here.
You might think that you got it all worked out.
Yep.
And you think that everything's okay. Yeah. There ain't nothing that you've done to deserve his mercy and his.
He gives us what we don't deserve. That's why we say it's amazing.
You were about to lose everything.
Yep. I know I'm not the only one who's been there.
When the doctor said in midday.
Yep. He made the doctor.
And the devil tried to test your faith.
He thought he really had you this time.
Still be alive.
Let me think about
it. Yeah.
I don't have not one, Isaac.
That answer did you pass last night? Was meant to take your life.
if God hadn't covered you.
It would have been you in the grave. Yep. Could have been you with the pain.
That's right.
When the judge said 20 to life, should have been calling your name,
right.
But.
There ain't nothing that you've done to deserve His mercy
and His grace.
Can I get a witness on that?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Isaac.
Woo. You were about to lose everything.
Yep.
When the doctor said any day.
Well, stop there. Then you went back and they couldn't find nothing.
And the devil tried to test your faith.
If you're grateful for a but God in your life,
yeah.
Just say,
nobody.
Talk to him.
Just know that there ain't no situation that you've come out of on your own.
He's always been there with you.
Right.
Signs and wonders, Spirit of God among us, resurrection power, not even the grave can hold us. We are your sons and daughters, fill us with living water, overflowing with the love of the Father, joy like a river.
Sing!
Yes, sir. You feel our hearts again. You can feel our hearts again.
Sing.
This is where we come alive.
Come alive, come alive, come alive.
Yes, sir.
Come alive, come alive.
Said this is where we come alive.
Come alive, come alive, come alive.
Yep, God.
Come alive, come alive.
Said this is where we come alive.
Come alive, come alive, come alive.
Presence is our desire. Let the strong one will lift your name high, and everything there comes alive. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We need revival.
Oh, would you feel our hearts again? Would you feel our hearts
come
again?
On, family.
Yeah.
This is where we come alive.
Right here, right now. Said this is where we come alive.
Come alive, come alive, come alive.
In the river of the Lord.
Come alive, come alive.
yourself to us. Help me say, we just wanna look like you.
We just wanna look like you.
Feel
yourself to us.
Feel yourself.
Yeah.
WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra and Hudson, Catskill, New York. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and this is The Bright Side. We have more music for you, for the heart, the mind, and the soul, and after that, I will be back with my spiritual social commentary for today.
Great God, great vision, great God, great mission. person. I believe, say, I believe that His Spirit is with us. I believe that He gives us power. I believe He is the Son of God. I believe in the life of Jesus. I believe in the life of Jesus. I believe. Yes, I do.
I believe it. Yes, beloved, I believe it. I believe in the life of Jesus. I believe that He conquered death. I believe that He's coming back again. Yes, I believe it. Oh, my goodness. You know, there are some people, beloved, who don't believe it. That's their prerogative. But those of us who have met the Lord ourselves in a personal, in a real way, we can't doubt Him. We know too much about Him. Yes and yes. That's what I want to talk to you about today, beloved. I want to share. And, you know, I made the song list, the playlist, before I even heard of the passing of a couple of dear people this week. And so my spirit sense was that I should talk about this, about the next chapter, the final frontier, if you would. And this song was just so appropriate. I believe it. So that's what I'm titling my thoughts today. I believe it. The Apostle Paul, who wrote like 2/3 of the New Testament of the Bible, he had been considered an enemy to Christianity. He had was a devout Jewish person, and he believed that, you know, it was blasphemy, actually, the Christian message, the message of Jesus Christ, the Messiah, having come. And he went around persecuting Christians, having them arrested, getting them kicked out of their jobs, out of their homes, out of their businesses. He even was present when people were being stoned to death because they were professing Christ. And, you know, same spirit still in the world today. Same spirit, right? But in any event, God had an encounter or had an appointment with Paul. His name was Saul at the time. And the story goes, he was on the road to Damascus, traveling on his way to persecute yet more Christians, trying to rid the land of the Christians. And he got knocked off his horse. That's where the saying, I think, comes from, I'll knock you off that high horse. He got knocked off his high horse, and he heard the voice of God, and he went blind, and because it's like, you see, but you don't see, so let me help you, you know, and so he had this encounter with God on the road to Damascus, where he lost his sight. He heard the voice of God, and it was the voice of Jesus speaking to him, saying, why are you persecuting me? You know, the scripture tells us, when you do it to the least of these among us, you do it unto the Lord. So why are you persecuting me? And he said, well, who are you? And let him know that I am Jesus, the one that you are persecuting. And Paul got converted. The Lord sent a man of God to meet Saul, where he was, you know, trying to recover from these events. And he restored his sight. And, you know, when you have that kind of encounter with God, you just go through hell and high water, beloved, because you already know that you know that you know, and you can't, you'd be a liar to yourself and untrue to yourself, not only untrue to God, to deny Him. And so Paul began to be one of the most vehement disciples for Christ and followers of Christ and an apostle of Christ, establishing churches and writings and putting the things that God was sharing with him in his writings. And so he had a lot of few things to say about death that I really want to talk about. I believe it. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 51 to 53, the Apostle Paul said, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For the corruptible must put on incorruption, and the mortal immortality. This is something that must happen, beloved. Amen. Our corruptible bodies, our mortal frames. The old saints used to say, this old building is leaking and I got to move. Amen. The ravages of time or sickness or accident, injury or violent assault. Amen. And the body can't handle it. And the spirit's just got to move on. So we're going to be changed. This incorruption is going to put on immortality. Oh my goodness. We call death, you know, I call death like the final frontier on this world, but it's not really the final frontier at all, because then there's more frontier immortality that we go into. Must is a word that is used in terms of an imperative, an obligation, a duty, a requirement. You know, we know this is going to happen. And for some reason in our Eastern, Western Hemisphere tradition, not the Eastern traditions, the Western Hemisphere traditions, we don't speak about this part of our life cycle. We don't speak about the immortality of our soul. We don't speak about, you know, death and even that it has been conquered. And so people are afraid of death. People get so despondent because of death. And grief is natural. The Bible tells us that when Jesus Christ was crucified, that the sun refused to shine. An eclipse happened. The earth shook. There was a lot that went on. And some of us have translated that. Theologians have translated it to say that even God turned his face away. He couldn't bear to see his only begotten son being crucified, but he knew it was necessary to answer the law of sin and death. And so, you know, we have this reaction to death, but the Bible speaks about it, and it gives us so much insight and so much advice and so much wisdom concerning that part of our journey. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, in verse 13, I remember doing a youth retreat, and one of our retreat leaders made a song out of it, a beatbox song, you know, 1 Thessalonians 4, 16 and 17. I want to read from 1 Thessalonians 4 and verse 13 and following. And in that scripture, we would find these words, praise the Lord, I'm going back. I'm going back to my device so I can pull it up. Praise be to God. I wanted to read it from the New International Version. I have it here in the King James, so I'm just going to read it from the King James. It says, but I would not have you to be uninformed. In the King James, it says ignorant. Uninformed, brothers and sisters, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not even as others which have no hope. For if you believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain to the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Amen. Again, a testimony by Paul about the corruptible putting on incorruption, and that we who are in Christ Jesus, who have lived with him and, you know, and die in him, we rise again with him, and he's coming back again. That's what I believe the song was saying by Mr. John Rennick, you know. And then there's more. But even Jesus Christ himself in the book of John in chapter 14, he had some things that he wanted to add into this conversation, or shall I say, lead the conversation with our understanding. And in Matthew, in John chapter 14, from verses 1 to 6, we will find Jesus saying these things. He said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. And then one of the disciples, Thomas, they call him Doubting Thomas, but he had a lot of faith. He said, look, Lord, I want to believe, but I need your help. He said, Thomas said to him, Lord, we know not where you go. How can we know the way? And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And Jesus said, no man can come unto the Father but by me. You know, and that kind of, you know, words from Jesus, I know it turned some people off. It turned the religious leaders of his day off. They were like, he was talking blasphemy. Who are he to say these things? But beloved, if these things are true, who is he not to say these things? Who he would be lying on himself, lying against himself, not to say these things. Amen. And we've just celebrated his birth. And in a couple of months, we'll be celebrating his resurrection. For over 2,000 years, no man like him, no man in history, no man to come like him, a name given above every name, whether we like it or not, doesn't change the fact of the matters. Amen. So praise the Lord. There's so much and so much rich stuff about this thing called death in the Bible that leads us to know that we don't have to fear or sorrow as though we don't have any hope, because there is a hope of eternal life, and there is a hope of being reunited with our loved ones, and there is a hope of victory. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, where I was just reading from the Apostle Paul, he said, amen, that Jesus conquered death and the grave. Hallelujah. Isn't that good news? Jesus conquered death and the grave, beloved. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 55, we have these words also. And he says, O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, beloved. Hallelujah. I believe it. I believe it. I believe in the resurrection. I believe that he conquered death. I believe, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. I believe it. Well, beloved, that is my spiritual social commentary for today. This is Pastor Kim, Overcomers Ministries. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. I believe it. I believe it. We got another song, another couple of songs for you. And so don't go nowhere. You stay right here. We have Yes coming up by Mr. Denarcus Kelly. And then after that, my closing comments and a tribute song to our dear friend.
Always understand, but you give me peace. I don't always have a plan, but I always have victory. Yeah. You've never failed before, so I trust you all the more. I lay my will at your feet. Yours is better for me. Yes, I'll obey, do whatever you say. So say yes, heart say yes, always yes, I'll trust you forever. Soul say yes, heart say yes, always yes, I'll trust you forever. It's not always easy. Whoever said it would be,
and I can't always see it, but one thing's for sure, I know you're looking out for me, yeah. Yes, the work you began in me, Father, I know you will complete. So you lead the way, I'll say yes, come what may. I'm empty, please fill me, I'm yours. And so, heart say yes, always yes. Yes, I'll trust you. So say yes, heart say. Say so.
Trust him forever. That's my story, beloved, and I'm sticking with it. Yes, yes, yes. To know too much about him, I just can't doubt him. Well, beloved, we're about ready to get out of here, but I pray that, you know, you will find joy and love and peace in the Spirit of God and the Son, our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Want to take a moment to say, before I was so rudely interrupted by my teapot, thank you to Senator Michelle Hinchey, who came out on Sunday, to our civil service commissioner and so many of the hats she wears, too many to name, Miss Elena Mosley, to our county clerk, Miss Holly Tanner, and also to our congressman, Mark Molinaro, and others, supervisors, Shamides and Linda Musman, and if others were there and I missed you, thank you for coming. Miss Ella Van Wagner, who performed a beautiful interpretive dance, and also our soloists, Reverend Sharon Fullard and Brother Cleveland Samuels, who was the recipient of the 2022 Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Public Servant Award. So it was just a wonderful time. Beautiful time on Monday. Thank you to the Hudson Area Library and to Cascades for catering our lunch. We had a chat and chew with tweens to 20s and clergy, and a well-attended, beautiful event as well. Now you'll be hearing more. We're going to be doing more on the theme, cultivating the beloved community mindset in 2023. Well, on yesterday, beloved, I got word of the passing of one of our generals, in community service and activity and activism, Brother Alan Skerry. And he is also one of the board members of the WGXC radio station, a founding member, good friend to me for so many years, supporter of Overcoming Ministries in many ways, and served on several boards together as well. Our friendship was long and strong. So may he now rest in peace and rise in the paradise of our Christ. Our thoughts and prayers are with his beloved wife, Sister Jill, and all the family and friends who mourn his passing on. Also another friend of mine, her mom, dear mom, Annetta, passed on as well. So sending out prayers to them. And if you're out there and you've just had the experience of death visiting you, your family with a loved one, you are in our prayers as well. But remember, God has said so much to us. to give us comfort, to give us succor, and sent us his Holy Spirit to comfort us in our times of need. So remember, beloved, never forget, God loves you. I don't care how great a day. I don't care how heavy the sky with clouds that are dark. The sun is still here, and the sun is still there, and the sun is still shining, and there is a bright side somewhere. Don't quit in the dip. Don't quit in the dip. And beloved, I want to say happy birthday to all you January babies as well. May you have a blessed and happy birthday as you start this next revolution around the sun, and you grow closer to the sun as you bask in the presence of his light and his love. Well, I'm out of here. Got one last song. It's a tribute to the jazz man, Rhythm Crossroads. Yes, Mr. Alan Skerritt. I want to invite you to listen to Righteous Rhythms on www.nownetwork. It's a religious Christian radio music broadcast, so stream live that my son has produced. So go out and support him if you're up at 12:30 in the morning today. And but anyway, hope you have a wonderful, wonderful week. God loves you. I love you too. God bless you. And it is well with my soul. Thank you.